I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
It's springtime in the future, here in the middle of the moon. Moon blossoms are blossoming. The sun comes up a little earlier outside of the middle of the moon. I can't see it. But yet, I feel like mating. Yes, I present. I'm presenting. Does anyone want to mate with an old man in the future? Get a little closer to your time glory holes. That's it. Just like that. Good. Now mate. All right, that's enough mating. I'm done for a year. Good. All of you at once, that was crazy. In your future, lonely men live in the middle of the moon, lone custodians, keeping things up and up, on the level. I'm talking about myself. Or am I?
All right, come on in.
If you wouldn't mind removing your shirt.
Of course.
I understand how these,
what do you call them?
These are job interviews.
Got it. Okay, I understand how these job interviews go. Yeah.
Well, you know, just from your response there, it seems like you haven't had a lot of experience being interviewed for jobs.
No, not a lot. I mean, I interviewed for, Bloodfighter. I interviewed for Bloodfighter.
Oh, Bloodfighter, yeah.
So that's more of an audition, really. Mm-hmm. So I'm more of an auditioner than an interviewer. You know?
Yeah.
So anyways, let me just... shirt is almost off. There's a lot of buttons.
There are. Yeah. It was one of those new shirts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bit of a dandy, bit of a fashion dandy, huh?
Bit of a fashion dandy. And my upper body is really large.
Yeah, I was noticing. Yeah. I was noticing disproportionately large.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually going to be pretty advantageous where you're going. I may have tipped my hand there and said, where you're going.
You going to Thailand or?
I'm afraid not.
Are we going to sublevel Sector 4?
No. Sublevel Sector 4 is already populated and there's no need to go there. There's one position that's open and you're the ideal candidate.
Bloodfighter?
Afraid not.
How's this interview going so far? Am I doing okay?
You have the job.
Really?
You have the job. Just looking at your upper body there, your nipples, they're synthetic, aren't they?
Yeah.
What happened to your real ones, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, they were harvested. For I don't know if you've been to subsector level 4.
I was born in sublevel sector 4, as it turns out.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So I know all about the nipple harvesting.
Yeah. You know there's a massive shortage of... I mean, people were walking around like Barbie dolls down there. There's no nipples anywhere.
Absolutely. People didn't realize at the time that the nipple was an excellent and rich source of stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
Until the 2451 and... Then everyone's nipples were taken.
So I was on a tour. I was on a blood fighting tour in sublevel sector 4, mm-hmm. and I was grabbed.
Yeah.
I was grabbed.
Yeah.
And they just kept grabbing me.
Yeah.
just kneading me and checking me out.
Yeah.
And especially in the chest area. Uh-huh. And when I woke up, I was in a bathtub full of ice, and my nipples, I just had two holes where my nipples used to be.
Yeah.
And a couple of rubber baby bottle nipples in place.
Yeah.
In its place.
Since so many nipples were harvested, they have many options for synthetic and prosthetic nipples that are available to you now. You don't have to have the rubber baby bottle nipples if you don't want to. There are titanium. There are lucite nipples that you can have that are actually semi-transparent. You can actually see into the chest when you look through those. So you have a lot of options open to you. What I'm trying to say is...
Oh, I like these. I mean, you know, number one, babies like them.
Babies love them.
Yeah. I work in my spare time as an au pair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, babies just hang off of these babies, you know?
Babies hang off of those babies.
Yeah.
You have a way with the turn of phrase.
So are you trying to determine whether or not I'm a replicant? Is that what's happening right now?
You have passed.
Oh, thank you.
I can say with 100% confidence that you have the job.
Oh, my God. This is great. What am I interviewing for?
Moon custodian.
Wow. I didn't think my career would move, in such an upward trajectory. An upward trajectory.
No, you didn't. Literally an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
Well, of course, you know, when you're talking space, up is relative.
Yeah, depending on where the moon is
correct.
Right now. I mean, it's daytime right now.
Absolutely,
so
absolutely.
I'll be moving down or laterally.
Up is relative in space.
So you've hired a new custodian.
Yes, I have. I'd like you to meet our custodian. I didn't get your name.
You went through the entire interview process and didn't get his name?
Well, you're truly the last thing we really need to know is this man's name.
Did you even introduce yourself?
No, I didn't.
We just sort of met. We just didn't even... You know what? I just walked in here. I didn't even know I was interviewing.
I'll start. I'm Jennings.
Jennings, yes. Hello?
I'm Phillips.
Hello. I'm 92000K.
92000K, welcome to the new position of Moon Custodian.
Thank you.
Here's your space mop.
Thank you.
Your orbital bucket.
Wow, it's orbiting me right now.
And, of course, your new jumpsuit.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, you'll notice it has extra room for your rubber baby bottle nipples.
Excellent. Great.
We'll get you on the next rocket to the moon immediately, but you must know a few things before you go.
Do you think this is really wise to tell him before he goes?
He's got the job. He needs to know.
But don't you think he might run scared if we tell him what there is to know?
Don't you think he could die if we don't tell him?
Why don't you tell me in mid-flight while I'm on the shuttle to the moon?
We're already on the way.
Holy moly, this thing just lifted off.
A lot has happened with you not knowing it. We've called these stealth interviews. This is how we recruit people for this position.
You'll find when we get to the moon that it will be dark. You will always work on the dark side of the moon because the front side, in the light, is open for business.
And it's got to be clean.
The dark side is closed for business and needs to be cleaned for the next day's work.
I get that.
Yeah.
Second of all, the dark side of the moon brings out moon monsters.
I got a question about that.
Yeah, go ahead. This is the time for questions.
Do I have weaponry, or do I just use the
space mop and the orbital bucket?
Okay.
Do I get
a break?
A break?
Yeah, breaks.
Ooh, well, I don't understand. Mm. There's never a not dark side of the moon.
Yeah, you haven't even started this job yet, and you're already looking to slack off at a... Maybe I...
We're halfway to the moon, and this guy wants a break?
I
thought you interviewed this man.
I did. I just didn't ask. I didn't find out if he was a
loops.
Is this my first verbal warning? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Well, technically it hasn't started yet. This might be a pre-warning.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
this will not count against you, but it will go on your record.
This one's for free, yeah.
Well, listen, I'm fine with this. Let me just slowly, erotically put on this jumpsuit.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You guys notice that I can make eye contact with both of you at the same time?
That's amazing.
One of my skills.
Look at how large his upper body is.
I can't take my eyes off those baby bottle nipples.
Perfect for blood fighting and for mopping.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Zip.
Holy macaroni.
Okay.
Look at that.
You know what? A lot of things in this life aren't anything, but that was something.
That was a lot of something. Holy cow.
So, are we on the dark side of the moon right now?
We landed 15 minutes ago.
Wow.
A soft landing.
Okay, I guess I'll get to work.
You've already started.
You're right, I have. Look at me.
That orbital bucket gets to work before you even know what's what.
Now, you're going to be alone here. We're going to take this rocket back to Earth, splash down in the mid-Atlantic, float there for a while, and someone's going to come and retrieve us. We can start this process all over again.
Well, you know what? It's just great to have a job that means something to the people of the moon, and you guys are long gone, aren't you? I'm just talking to myself. All right, well, better get to work, and, oh, well, the loneliness has really already gotten to me. Wow, I am lonely. I am really, really lonely here on the dark side of the moon, and it is dark, and I am, there are absolutely no work lights. I am just cleaning in the pitch black, and I am going, I think I'm already going crazy. I'm going, wow, I have moon madness. Right away! I don't know if it's a lifetime of steroids for my upper body that are just finally kicking in and making me go crazy, but I am just completely terrified and angry!
He's going completely insane.
Sooner than we anticipated.
Is this ethical for us to do this to people?
Is it ethical for us to not be entertained?
We have to know if people can tolerate this kind of loneliness on the moon.
We have to know if the moon monsters are responsible for killing our moon's custodians.
Or we have to know if it's the madness of the moon custodian that is actually like catnip to those moon monsters, that they just can't resist it. They smell the madness, and they devour them.
What if it's the stuff in the bucket? Have we ever thought about that?
You know, that moon mop is made of, kind of like a sausage meat.
Why did we make it out of sausage meat?
Do I need to remind you that the forests are gone?
No, you're right. There are no natural mops anymore.
No, there aren't. There's no hemp. There's no wood. You know, we used all that great tropical, that dense tropical wood, you know, that the teak to make those handles. It was ridiculous. It was so stupid of it. Yeah.
You know, there's no more hemp.
I know.
But if you want to keep watching this, there's a little bit of this.
Hey, buddy, you got some butt there, don't you?
Yeah, man. Sweet California window box.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spark this up with this butane torch that I've got built into my forearm.
All right, let's tune back in and see how that custodian's doing.
All right.
I don't know if it's weird. It's weird that I'm eating my mop right now, but I don't know if it's weird that I'm eating... I don't know what's weirder, that I'm eating my mop right now or that I'm enjoying it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Because this is great. Am I seeing that? Is that here right now? Is that a moon monster or just a fabrication of my insane lonely imagination? Are you here? Let me just put my hand in its mouth. Yeah! It just bit my hand off.
No kill I.
Does it mean I don't kill me? Does it mean don't kill me or I am not a killer? Is that what it means or?
It's deliberately cryptic. It's deliberately cryptic so you don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, you know what I do in these situations?
What are you gonna do?
I freak out and I blood fight. Okay. Are you ready?
Why don't we just talk?
Is this happening? You're here talking to me?
Yes, I'm here talking to you.
All right, let's talk. I'm gonna need a tourniquet because you bit my hand off.
And I was just, you know what? That was a knee-jerk reaction. You put your hand in my mouth. My mouth is full of razor sharp teeth. What's a guy to do?
It's just a hell of a way to start a conversation about getting along.
Call me socially awkward. Okay?
You're a moon monster.
I'm a moon monster, but I have a name.
What's that?
Thad.
Thad?
Yes, it's Thad. It's my name. No one's ever actually asked me my name before.
Mine's, 92000K.
Pleased to meet you, 92000K.
Okay, is this a replicant test right now?
This is not a replicant test.
Because I'm not. I'm not a replicant.
Hey, I haven't been able to take my 19 eyes off your nipple since you got in here. I know you're not a replicant.
Yeah, they're poking through my jumpsuit.
Something else is poking through your jumpsuit as well.
I won't deny it. I am pretty aroused right now.
Hey, I didn't want to look this way, all right? I didn't ask for this body.
19 eyes and a 10 in the figure department. That's what I gotta say.
Oh, man, are you seeing this?
This has never happened before.
He's talking to the moon monster.
They're having a what seems to be a civil conversation, almost like a courting kind of conversation.
He ate his own mop, bro.
He's got his hand is off and he's tourniqueted it with a... What does he use there?
Man, look at that.
Droplets of blood and weightlessness are just like those globules just floating in front of his funny.
I am super baked.
Oh, God. I need a chip or something, dude.
If you don't mind, I used your own ganglia as a tourniquet for my wrist.
No, I mean, I would have suggested if you hadn't just grabbed it.
We're bonded. I guess we gotta be friends. Now look, this is the deal. I've got a job to do, which is clean this place up, which is dirtier now that I've bled all over the place.
Yeah.
And I'm also supposed to rid this joint of the moon monsters.
Well, I know they send you guys here one after the other to get rid of me, because I'm just one moon monster. It's not even a bunch of us. It's just me now.
It's just you?
Yeah, it's just me.
Well, I can think of a couple options right now.
Well, all right, let's hear the first.
Do it.
Wow, really?
And the other one I had thought of is, go find the people that put us in this situation.
Oh, that would be cool.
I guess the third one is just hang out and do our jobs, you know?
My job is to eat you.
My job is to clean this place.
How are you going to clean this place if I eat you? See, there's an inherent paradox in that, right?
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't eat you. And you don't clean this place, and eventually, the dirt sensors will go off.
And they come to us.
And when they do, we'll bring the pain.
And then I use the mop handle like a toothpick.
Right?
All right. For real.
Yeah,
for real.
Okay.
Time to get real.
All right.
Did you see the moon monster and the guy?
I didn't hear what they were saying, though.
Me neither. But it looks like they're bonded because he tied his ganglia to him as a tourniquet.
But you know what?
Custodian's not doing his job down there.
No.
Well, we gotta get down there. We gotta retrieve him.
Down there. We're going to the moon. I said down there.
It's a relative
mess, bud.
It's relative. It's space.
Okay, for real.
Okay.
Everything's funny.
We gotta know.
Let's put on our spacesuits. Our space jumps.
Yeah. Those are the best.
Let's put them on. Hey, whoa. Why don't I put yours on and you put mine on?
Man, I'm gonna look so silly.
You're so much taller.
I know. I'm gonna look like, look at this. Look at me.
Look at
how fluffy my hands are.
My hands are so short. Mine is so tight.
Oh, yeah, I'll say it.
Look at the gloves don't even attach to the sleeve.
Oh, I see what you're advertising, buddy.
You guys are here already.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're here. Oh, I see you've made friends with your moon monster.
Yeah.
I see you've tied his ganglia as a tourniquet around you.
Well, it's the least he could do. He bit my hand off, Thad.
Yeah, well, you know, that was just, like I said, that was a knee-jerk reaction.
Well, this moon monster has a name?
His name is Thad Jennings.
Oh, he remembers my name.
Are you high?
No.
Are you high right now?
No.
Phillips, are you high right now?
Oh, yeah.
Look at my eyes. I am scanning you both, making eye contact with both of you at the same time.
Shh, quiet, shut up. Don't say anything. Be straight, you are.
Okay, the jury's out. I am not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay, all right?
All right. But if I find out that you guys were high...
Oh, what? We're your bosses.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You're not going to do anything.
Thad, what are we going to do?
We're going to devour them.
Okay, or I have a suggestion for an alternate plan. We've been sending custodians here to clean.
Yeah.
And the whole time, you've been devouring our custodians.
That's right.
So, I'm going to cut out the middleman. No one else needs to die. And to combat space loneliness, let's leave 92,000K here with the moon monster and hire you both to clean the dark side of the moon.
I love it. This will be like the first cross-interspecies thing that we've ever attempted.
Just tell me why I'm really here. You're here to mate with the moon monster, brother.
That's right. We're looking to create the ultimate weapon.
A super cleaning, super devouring, blood fighting monster.
Yep. with his 19 eyes or her 19 eyes or its 19 eyes?
Hey, 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 hey.
I think it's a he. I think his name is Thad.
I'm totally a he.
I knew that, Thad.
Thanks, man.
Hey, dudes can be hot.
Yeah, right?
It's true. You know, we're so past, like, gender,
this
right?
This gets it.
Totally does get it.
So all this time, you weren't asking me to clean the moon. You weren't testing space loneliness. For that's how I felt.
Tested.
You want me to mate with this guy?
From what we understand, these moon monsters are asexual or bisexual. I forget how it works.
Or bisexual.
Yeah, he's gonna be sexual.
I'm gonna say you guys are high.
No,
you guys
shut are up. Shh. You are.
So listen.
You're in charge.
Banging this monster. And making some monster babies.
Listen, I have a say in this, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're paying you.
Sorry, I didn't let you know that, and I'm actually being paid.
What? Thad, you knew about this?
I totally knew about this.
I feel so betrayed.
Feel betrothed.
Yeah, let's make this official. Will you take me, Thad, to be your legally wedded co-being?
You know, yes. Yes, a million times yes. You had me at biting my hand off.
And you had me at rubber baby bottle nipples.
And you guys have actually been married for a year now.
Whoa!
Oh.
Moon does some crazy things to your perception.
It's like a distortion field up here.
And you guys have been here the whole time just watching us.
It's been weird.
And here's our children.
Look at them.
Mama and Dada.
Yes, that's right.
He has my 19 eyes.
Yes, he does.
All the better to see you with.
Well, and now we've reached the end game. This is where Thad and I devour you.
This plan was crap from the beginning. Should know better than to tamper with things we didn't understand. We anthropomorphized these moon monsters, didn't we? We looked at them and we thought, ah, they're pretty hot. Take away the 19 eyes, still pretty hot. Maybe they have human tendencies. Maybe we can bend them to our wills, but no. No. We tilted at windmills. Phillips. I'm Phillips.
Man, oh God, I've only been here 5 minutes.
I better get cleaning.
Custodian of the Moon, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as 9-2000K, Lee Smart as Phillips, and Thad the Moon Monster, and Nug Nargang as Jennings and a baby moon monster. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is now on the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Check out the network hub at podalmighty.com. And while you're there, listen to some other podcasts using their really cool interface. We recommend friend of the show Sean Cullen's podcast, The Sean Pod, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or the Mark Forward Comedy Podcast. Check out those shows and more at podalmighty.com. Illusionoid's Nug Nargang can be seen live on stage in Toronto performing in George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead Live. Bringing audiences closer than ever before, you'll be literally inside a black and white movie as the characters try to survive this deadly night. Running April 26th through May 19th at Toronto's Theatre Passe-Marais, it's Night of the Living Dead Live.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.